יהי רצון שלימודנו יהיה זכוס לעילוי נשמס, רב אהרן יהודה לייב, בן רב נוח צבי שטיינמן, זכרונו לברכה. מסכת שביעס deals with, as its name implies, the laws of Shemitah. During Shemitah, as we know, the land of Israel is supposed to rest. No plowing, no planting, no normal harvesting, no pruning. This perek deals with the fact that you cannot even plow before Shemitah in the sixth year, and you need to add to Shemitah the level of prohibition. So during one point within the sixth year, you already have to stop the plowing in the tree fields. At a different point, you already have to stop the plowing in the wheat fields. Says the first Mishnah, Adei Masai Horshin Bisdei Ha'ilan Erev Shvias. Till when are you allowed to plow in a field of fruit trees on the sixth year, in the year before Shemitah? Because we know there is an obligation of Tosef HaShvias you're supposed to add to Shemitah. So Beishamai Omrim Kozman Chu Yafal Apri. As long as the plowing is clearly good for the fruits of the sixth year, and it's not that you're preparing the ground for the seventh year, then you're allowed to plow in the sixth year. Basil agree with that definition. They even add further. Ado Atzeres, they say it's till Shavuos. So till Shavuos, the plowing is for the fruits of the sixth year. But after Shavuos, that already looks like you're preparing for Shemitah, and then you can't do so because you have to add to Shemitah. In a field of peas or wheat, stay lavan, the plowing would only be allowed until Pesach. Bartanura points out this was just the original Mishnah. It's not the halacha. Rebbe Gamliel and his Beis Din gathered and voted, and they decided that these two times, Pesach for a field of wheat and Shavuos for a field of trees, is too much. They permitted it. They said you're actually allowed to plow until the Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. But since this was the original law, this was the original text remains. So again, the Mishnah teaches, till when can you plow in a field of trees on year six? Only until Shavuos, according to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, a similar time, a time when it's clear that the plowing is good for the fruits of the sixth year. It says the Mishnah, Krovim Divrei Elu Liyoska Divrei Elu, the opinion of Beis Hillel is similar to the opinion of Beis Shammai. Now the Mishnah tries to define what is a field of fruit trees. Eizehu Stei Ha'ilan. What is the definition of a field of trees? So it would be a field of fig trees, which has three big fig trees. Kol shlosha ilanos lebeisa, in an area of 50 amma by 50 amma, where you could plow, where you could plant a saw of wheat. In that area, if you had three big trees, three big fig trees, imruyan lasos kikar dvela shol shishim mana biitalki, each fig tree produces so many figs that if you were to dry the figs of that tree and make them into a ring, that ring of dried figs would weigh 60 Italian mana. These are the mana was a weight of 100 dinar. A dinar was a weight of 6 ma'a. A ma'a is a weight of 16 barley beans. So if the figs that come out of each tree, one dried, would become a ring of figs that would weigh 60 Italian mana. If you had three such trees in an area 50 amma by 50 amma, that makes that area Sdei Ha'ilan. And then Harshan Kol Beisa B'Shvilan, you can plow the entire Beisa for their sake up until Shavuos. Pachos Mikan, but if the trees don't produce so many figs, then it's not called a Stei Ha'ilan. It's just considered individual fig trees. And in Harshan Lehen, you can't plow the entire Beisa, the entire 50 amma by 50 amma. You can only plow around each tree Melo ha'ore, the amount of space for the man who's picking the figs, is salo, and his basket, putzalo, outside of the tree. And beyond that area, beyond the area of the man who's picking the figs, would stand with his basket, would have the status of stay lavan, a field of peas or a field of wheat, and you could only plow it until Pesach. Mishnah Gimel. Now, this law of three big trees applies not only to fig trees. Echad ilan srak, it's true even with a tree that doesn't produce any fruit. Ve'echad ilan ma'achal, or a tree that produces things that are delicious to eat. Ve'win osan ki'ilu heim te'enim, they are measured as if they would be fig trees. Let's say this big tree that doesn't produce fruit would be a fig tree. Would it produce the figs to get a eagle dvela that weighs 60 mana? Imru yin lasos kikar dvela shel shisha mana b'italki, if they're big enough to produce figs, that would get you a circle of dried figs that would weigh 60 Italian mana, then harshin kol besa b'shvilan, you can plow the entire 50 amma by 50 amma for their sake. Pachos mikan, if it doesn't produce that amount of figs, it's not big enough to produce that, it wouldn't be big enough to produce that amount of figs. In Harshan Lahem El Litzarkan, you can only plow for each individual tree. Around that tree, the amount of space for a man to stand and pick and have the utensil with which he is picking the things into and putting them into. The fourth Mishnah, Haya Echad Osa Kikar Dvela. Let's say one tree produces enough figs. Out of those figs, you can dry the figs and get a kikar of devela. Ushnayim, that would weigh 60 mana. Ushnayim, but the other two trees, enosim, don't produce enough figs. Ushnayim osan, or two of the trees produce enough figs, ve'achad enosim, the other one does not produce enough. En charshin lehem el latzarkan, so then you only plow according to their needs. Achi, who this is true, Mishlosha, if it's three small trees, four small trees, five small trees, six small trees, seven, eight, ad tisha, until nine trees. But Hayu Asara, if you have 10 trees, even if they are not the largest trees that produce so many figs, Harshin Kol Besa B'Shvilan, you can plow the entire 50 amma by 50 amma for their sake up till Shavuos. That was the original halacha. Shenemar. Okay, you can plow because it's still considered a stay ha'ilan. Now the Mishnah goes back. What's the source for this law? I mean, it's not Shemitah. It's the year before Shemitah. Why should we not be plowing? The answer is that there's a pasuk about Shabbos. The pasuk says, Bechar shuva katzir tishbos. Stop your plowing and harvesting on Shabbos. Now what a strange pasuk. Ain't Sarach Lomar. We don't have a need for such a pasuk. I mean, after all, we know we're not allowed to do plowing and harvesting on Shabbos because it's malacha. And Hashem says don't do any malacha on Shabbos. So what is it referring to? Must be, it's not even referring to Shabbos. It must be referring to Shemitah. But even in regards to Shemitah, we don't need it because we have Psukim telling us you can't plow and harvest on Shemitah. So it must be Elacharish al Erev Shvius. It's referring to the plowing of before Shemitah, of the sixth year, Shunichnas Bashvias, that will impact that which goes on during Shemitah, or Katzir Shel Shvias, the harvesting of things that grew up on their own during Shemitah, Shuyotzi L'Motzoi Shvias. After Shemitah, you can't harvest it down and eat it. Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Rabbi Shmuel says that, no, the Pasuk is not referring to Tosefes Shvias. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the idea of adding to Shemitah is a halacha l'moshe Misinai, it's not a Pasuk. But rather, this pasuk is referring to the laws of Shabbos, and it's saying the following: Macharish Rishus, plowing is always optional. There's no such thing as a mitzvah to plow. So too, when Hashem says don't plow on Shabbos, He's saying don't plow, which is optional plowing. And then when Hashem said don't harvest on Shabbos, it's referring to Katzir Rishus, a harvest which is optional. And therefore, Yatzak Tzir HaOmer, the harvesting of the new barley, which is done on the second day of Pesach, in order to bring a new carbon from the new barley and to permit the new grain for everyone to eat, that can happen even on Shabbos. The harvesting, Tzir HaOmer, overrules Shabbos, because the pasuk that talks about the prohibitions of Shabbos talks about harvesting and plowing. So it's linking the harvesting to the plowing. So the plowing is optional, and saying optional plowing can't be done on Shabbos. Optional harvesting can't be done on Shabbos, but a mitzvah harvest can be done even on Shabbos. Mishnah Hey. Shlosha Ilanos, Shel Shlosha Anashim. Let's say in our field of Ilanos, we have three fig trees, and they produce enough figs, but they belong to three different people within this 50 Amma by 50 Amma. Re'ilum and Starf, when they combine to create a status of Steya Ilan, you can plow the entire 50 Amma by 50 Amma up until Shavuos. Harshan Kol Besa Bishvilan, you can plow the entire Besa, the entire 50 Amma by 50 Amma for their sake. Now, how far do the trees have to be from each other? How much gap has to there be between them? Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kadeshi Abakar over Bekalev. You have to have at least enough gap so that two cattle can get through one tree and the other with its utensil, with its plow. In other words, you have to have at least four amos between them. But if the trees have less than four amos between them, those are trees that are going to be uprooted, and that would not be able to create a permissibility of plowing the entire Besa'ah. The sixth Mishnah doesn't deal with Ilan, doesn't deal with mature trees, it deals with Netios, brand new saplings. So brand new saplings, there's a special halacha l'Moshe Misinai that you can plow the entire Besa'ah for the sake of 10 brand new saplings. If you wouldn't plow them, they would dry and die during Shemitah. Eser Netios, when you have brand new saplings, 10 of them, Mefuzaris Besoch Besa'ah, scattered within the 50 Amma by 50 Amma of a Besa'ah, Harshan Kol Besa'ah B'Shvilan, for their sake you can plow the entire Besa'ah, Ad Rosh Hashanah, the entire 6th year, all the way up till Rosh Hashanah. However, if the saplings are in a single row, or mukafos atara, or they're surrounded with a wall, and they're in a circle, ein choshen lahen elitzork, and then you can only plow right around those trees, namely the area where a picker would stand with his utensil, with his basket in which he puts the figs, because since they are a single row, or they have a wall separating them around in a circle, if you plow the whole area, it looks like you're plowing for the sake of Shemitah. It doesn't look like you're only plowing for them, and then it would not be allowed. Mishnah Zayin. When we talk about this special law of the 10 saplings, it's not only saplings. According to the Chachamim, Anetios Vadluin, if you have a mixture of saplings plus Greek gourd grows very rapidly. So let's say you have 6 saplings and 4 Greek gourd. Rav Boratanur says you have to have a majority of saplings. Mitzdarf letoch Besa'ah, they can combine to enable you to plow the entire Besa'ah all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. However, Mishum Gamil Omer Kol Asara Gluin LeBesa'ah, if you have, you don't even need to have saplings. You can have just 10 Greek gourd in the Besa'ah. And then Chorsh and Kol Besa'ah Rosh Hashanah, for their sake you could plow the entire Besa'ah all the way up till Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Ches. Arei Masai Nikro Netios. What's the definition of brand new saplings? Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah Omer Achi Yacholu. They are brand new saplings until they are no longer sacred. So let's review. The first 3 years of a fruit tree, it's Arla. That's certainly sacred. Year 4, you can redeem it. That you can be machalal it, and then if you redeem it, it's no longer sacred. If you don't redeem it, then it has holiness. So then it would only be year 5 that it would no longer be considered a sapling. However, Rabbi Yeshua says, Basheva Shanim, you have 7 years that it's still a sapling. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, much less. Netia, brand new sapling, Kishma, if it's 1 year old, if it's in the first year, it's a brand new sapling. What happens when you have big trees, ilanos, but you cut them down and shoots grow out of them? So ilan shenigma v'hotzi chalifav, an ilan which was cut down and some shoots grew out. So it depends how much the trunk was cut down. If mitefach ulamata, if it was cut down to be a tefach and less to the ground, kanatia, so now the shoot is a new sapling. Mitefach ulamala, but if it's a tefach and more, that was still left, and you have a branch growing out of it, Keilan, it's still considered a tree, and therefore you wouldn't have the law that you can plow all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. You could only plow in a stay Ilan till Shavuos. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, this is the view of Rabbi Shimon. Adkan Perek Aleph of Masechet Shviyos.